You are listening to the Victory Podcast. We hope this message will find favor in your life. For more updates about Victory, log on to victory.org.ph and bookmark our website in your browser. Now, here's your message.
In the story that we read, I would like to answer four questions that basically would arise from the story that we just read, and come up with answers, which the first question is, what was the problem in this story? Second question, who are the people involved in this particular story? Third question, how did Jesus solve the problem? If there is a problem, then there should be a solution. Am I right? How did Jesus solve the problem? Fourth one is, what was the result when Jesus solved this problem? You know, this story, which is, we call it the feeding of the 5,000 men, was actually one of the greatest miracle that Jesus has done in his life. And you could see from the four different Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, this is basically the only story that you could find in the four Gospels. There's such a record of every person who wrote this Gospel. And if you could find into this four Gospels relating to this story, then this must be huge. This must really be big. And my prayer today and my faith is that we may be able to understand the very heart of Jesus regarding this story. First question, what was the problem? According to verse 5, here's what it is. When Jesus looked up and saw a great crowd coming toward him, he said to Philip, "Where shall we buy bread for these people to eat?" Let me just give you a little background here. What happened was, before verse 5 came in, Jesus was so busy, along with his disciples, teaching, particularly doing healing on the people. So just imagine, there were signs and wonders, miracles that is taking place. And automatically, people were so attracted to Jesus based on what he was doing. Parang, kung may isang artista pumasok. Alright? May isang artista pumasok. Uy, kilala yan. Parang, wow, nabighani ka. Tapang, you were attracted to the person. Ah, ganyan pala itsura niya, no? Parang, wow, sige nga, lapit tayo. Pa-picture tayo. Di ba, pa-autograph tayo. Ganun po nangyari. Okay, but this time, there were not just few people there. It's a big crowd. Huge crowd coming together. Hordes of people coming together because they were attracted by what Jesus was doing. And so, after that, they went to a place. And it was time to rest. But they figured out that the whole crowd was following them. And here's Jesus when he looked into the crowd and said, "Oops, wait a minute. I'm done with my healing, but at this moment, we got to feed them." How many of you believe that Jesus is not just interested with our own spiritual lives, but he's interested with our own physical lives? Yeah. He's interested with what you eat and how you eat. He's interested in the provision that he wants to give you. Well, here's a picture. He touched the lives of people spiritually. They received their healing in their soul, probably their bodies, but it doesn't end up there. He saw something. It's about to be dinner. Tapos na yung ministry time. Pero yung tao, grabe pa rin, sunod pa rin na sunod. And he was about to rest. But when he saw the people's needs, guess what? He started to ask disciple Philip, "Where shall we buy food for these people?" Here's the problem. Crowds. 1,000. 5,000 men were there following Christ. Starving. Hungry. Not just had the hunger within their soul, but hungry physically. They wanted to eat. Guess what? Jesus was interested in feeding them. In fact, if you check the other Gospels, because the disciples also care for their needs. And they would say, you know what? We have nothing to give you. You know what? You better go out there. Go back to your place. Eat first and then come back. The Bible says Jesus knew what he was doing. Jesus, there's no way for them to go back to eat. That was it. That was the problem. They were hungry and they need to be fed. Do you get a picture here? Question, who was those people involved? Obviously, the disciples. They were there. But you're talking about what? How many disciples? Maybe a few of them, 12 plus the others. All right? Particularly, there was Andrew. All right? And, of course, there was Philip. All right? He asked a question to Philip. But here in verse 8 to 9, it says here, another of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, spoke up. All right? He came into the picture, and here's what he said. Here's a boy with 5 small barley loaves and 2 small fish, but how far will they go among so many? Here's Andrew showing up, one of the disciples. And probably what he did was he spotted someone who had food. They don't have food. And he said, Jesus, there's this boy. There's this boy. Is willing to share, is willing to give what he got. All right? So it's not only the disciples, but the boy was introduced with his what? 5 small loaves of bread and 2 small fish. And of course, Jesus was there in that picture. There was a problem. There was the disciples. The boy was introduced, and there was Jesus. Third question, how did Jesus solve the problem? Going back, all right, verse 5, here's what the Word of God says. When Jesus looked up and saw a great crowd coming toward him, he said to Philip, "Where shall we buy bread for these people to eat?" Verse 6 this time, he asked this only to what? To test him, for he already had in mind what he was going to do. Very interesting. You know, that's what I like about Jesus. He cares for us so much that sometimes there are probably questions that would arise in our minds only to test us. Are you here with me? He would probe questions. And sometimes in our mind, when situations happen like that and there are problems there, here and there, we would ask questions, bakit kaya ang hirap naman ang problema? Ang laki naman ito. You know what? Listen to this. Sometimes problems would come only for us to be tested. And I hope when we encounter problems in our own lives, instead of reacting, here's what the Word of God says. Jesus already had in mind what he was going to do. Guess what? Before any problem would arise in our lives, my friends, Jesus knows how to give you that kind of answer that you need. Are you getting the picture here? Kumbaga si Lord, alam niya lahat. He's omniscient. He's an all-knowing God. And sometimes when a problem arises, guess what? We try to do it in our own strength, reacting to the problem, doing it on our own way, instead of going to Jesus and say, Jesus, what is this? Lord, how could I solve this problem? In fact, it's not you who are going to solve the problem. He is. Who is the one who tests us? Jesus is. Who is the one who will let you get out of the problem? Jesus as well. Do you get a picture here? Folks, listen. Jesus knew exactly what's going on. He knew very well how to give the answer towards a problem. Do you get a picture? Great. Not only that Jesus was omniscient and all-knowing, but here in verse 10 it says, Jesus said, have the people sit down. Why? Because there was a boy who came in. We're going to talk about that for a while. Have the people sit down. There was plenty of grass. There was plenty of grass in that place, and the men sat down, about 5,000 of them. Everybody say 5,000 of them. All right? And then what happened was in verse 11, Jesus then took the loaves from the boy, gave thanks, distributed to those who were seated as much as they wanted. He did the same with the fish. How did Jesus solve the problem? Guess what? He did solve the problem by him relaxing the disciples. Guys, chillax. Take it easy. Don't react. Don't get overwhelmed. Don't get rattled. Hello, don't be anxious. Relax. I know how to solve this problem. He got the fish and the loaves. All that Jesus did was what? He gave thanks. That's how you solve the problem. You give thanks to God. Eventually, he distributed the fish and the bread. And the rest was what? History. I think there's some lessons here that we need to understand. That Jesus is not just a man and a God who's all-knowing. But he's an all-powerful, omnipotent God. That your answers can be found only in Christ. And that Jesus is willing to grant you the answers that you need. Because all these problems, issues arising in this world, I firmly believe we have an answer. And that is always in Christ. You don't have to react to the situation. Relax yourself. Be at peace. Take heart. Let Jesus be the one to do it for you. Because reality is, we can do anything apart from God. Do you understand this? Jesus was omniscient. Jesus was omnipotent. But one thing good about what happened here was, there was a multiplication. A miracle that has taken place because he has to do it with someone. And who is that someone? The boy. Everybody say the boy. The Bible says it's the boy. I don't know how you call it. Probably you call it boy bawang. Boy negro. Boy kulot. Boy bokals. Whatever you call it. But the Bible says there was a boy. And how amazing the story was. That Jesus knew how to solve the problem. And guess what? It's not through the disciples. But it's with the boy who has this fish and a bread. Let's look at what happened. What was in the boy? He was just an ordinary, insignificant, not even a disciple. Probably the boy was just like, was part of the crowd. He was so amazed with the miracles, the signs and wonders. He was, wow, grabe to si Jesus. Antindi naman ito. Grabe yung bulag nakakita. Grabe naman yung patay. Buhay na. Hindi nakakalala. Ang lapit naman ito. Eh, bigla na gabi. Eh, yung bata, nakalimutan kumain. Sa kanya yung lunchbox eh. Bigla na lang may problema nga. Kailangan pakainin. Here he was. Not Philip, but Simon. No, not Simon. Andrew spotted him. And he says, Jesus, there's this boy who's coming in. He's willing to give what he has got. Think about that. I don't think there will be a feeding of 5,000 people apart from that boy. God used that problem to let the boy come in so that he would also be part of the solution. Can Jesus not just pray, Father, open the heavens and pour out the manna of food? He can do that, right? He could spit to the ground. He could spit to the grass and call it buffet grass. He could do that, right? Hello, di ba? But a boy, how many of you know Jesus knew exactly what he was doing? A boy with two small fish, five loaves of bread. All right, come in here. Let me pray. And the rest was history. What was in that boy? He was willing, number one, to serve. He was willing to give what he has got. Folks, listen, you can't give what you don't have. Am I right? You can only give in as much as what you have. Paano ako magbibigay? Wala nga ako eh. You get a point? This boy has something. He has the food, his lunch. But he was willing to serve. Not only that, he was available. Available to what? Available to serve. He didn't just willing to give what he got, but he was there. He was in the picture. And the point is, a lot of people will give an excuse not to serve. Why? Because it didn't say, well, I'm a businessman. I'm busy. I could give probably money. I could write a check. But you know what? I'm so busy. Everybody listen up. He was a boy, not a businessman. But he was there, willing to serve, available to serve. He didn't give an excuse. Well, I also have my mom and my dad telling me to do chores. I also have my studies as a boy that I need to study. How many of you, that's a valid reason? Across the board, there was a boy willing to serve, available to serve. Last but not the least, he gave all. He had that faith to serve. He gave everything. You know what? That's what you call faith. He had the faith. Looking at 5,000 men with this that I have, I'm willing. Lord, I saw you. I saw you, Jesus, how you've done the miraculous. And you can do this. He has that faith. By the way, I would like to say this. There were not just 5,000 people. The Bible says there were 5,000 men. If you are a man, would you lift up your hands, please? All men in the house, lift up your hands. Not like this, all right? If you're a man like this, I'm convinced I'm a man. Lift up your hands like that, please. All right, everybody look around. Everybody look around, all right? Everybody look around. If people have any doubts with their being a man, all right? Ladies, look around. Look around. Look around. Put your hands down. What did you notice? Huh? Maraming men. All right, everybody. Compared to women, all the women in the house, woman, lift up your hands. Women. All right. All right. Put your hands down. All right. All the kids in the kids' church, lift up your hands if you can listen to me. All the kids. All right, there are kids there, but there are also people. Everybody listen up. There were 5,000 men, not including the kids and the women. According to the studies, there were 20,000 all in all plus. Because in this place alone, men are outnumbered. Obviously, how much more in that very place? What happened was, because of that boy who was what? Willing to serve, available to serve, and had the faith to serve, he was useful for that big crowd. That he turned to be what? A blessing. Everybody say a blessing. Blessing. John chapter 6, verse 12. When they had all had enough to eat. Everybody say enough to eat. He said to his disciples, gather the pieces that are left over. Let nothing be wasted. So they gathered them and filled 12 baskets with pieces of 5 barley loaves left over by those who had eaten them. Matthew 14 says, they all ate and were what? Satisfied. That was the result. Everyone had their fill. They were satisfied. And the disciples pick up 12 basketfuls, broken pieces that were left over. The number of those who ate was about 5,000 men. Besides women and children. Nakuha niyo na. Alam nyo na, hindi ako naglalay. Alam nyo na, I'm not making this up. 5,000 men, not including the women and the kids. You get a picture here. What happened was, the miracle broke out because it was a work that I could call, it's a team ministry work. The disciples were there. The leaders were there. Particularly Simon, who spotted this boy who can contribute with all he had, give it, that fed the whole thousands of people. Jesus was there who did the miracle. The boy was there who started because of the miracle that take place from one, which is equivalent to 20,000 people. From 5 loaves of bread and 2 small fish, basket full of fish, filled, satisfied, the problem was solved. Why is that? Because they work as a team. I'd just like to say this. When we started this church 3 years ago, it was a big problem. We don't have a place. All of a sudden, God has given us a place. We've been growing leaps and bounds. Obviously, look around. Thousands of people have been coming. But guess what? I can't do this alone. My team can't do this alone. But every single one of you here could be that boy who has something to share, something to give, willing to share, willing to serve, available to serve, have the faith to serve in order to meet the more people that God is about to bring into this very place. As a pastor of this church, I like to say this. I am convinced that we can even grow to 20,000 people, just like what the Word of God says. But it can't be done apart from that boy, of every single one of you here. It's just like that boy who can give and willing to serve, available to serve, have the faith to serve. Do you get a picture? It's about a team, I just like to say. And I salute every victory group leader, all of you volunteers who's been part of this. If you're one of them, would you stand up on your feet if you've been volunteering and part of our ministry and you're in this 5 p.m. service, would you stand up, please? Every one of you, stand up if you're part of a ministry. Stand up on your feet right now. Stand up where you are. Stand up where you are. Stand up where you are. Great. Look around, please. Look around. All right. Guys, everyone listen. We are outnumbered. We need more people in the bus here. More volunteers. Could you be that boy who could give something that probably for a long time you never thought about this, but God is willing to use that boy and cause that boy to be a blessing, just like you are right now, that you ever thought, really, I can do this? Yep. He was just a boy. God used him. The rest was history. Can we just give our volunteers a big, big round of applause, please? Please sit down. Folks, listen, this is about team. This is not about me. This is not about any superstar pastor. We don't have that kind of mentality here. We're here to serve. I'm here to serve. I'm going to share to you a story back in the late 80s and the early 90s. All right? Let me go back to my favorite basketball team in the NBA, which is the Chicago Bulls. All right? There was a time, a moment, a game, all right, where Michael Jordan, the greatest basketball of all time, basketball player of all time. Do you agree? Yes. Great, good, all right. We're in one together, all right? So all those Kobe Bryants and LeBron, although I'm still a Miami Heat fan, all right? There was one game where one of, not the first stringers, hindi siya first five, hindi nga paminsan second, second five, parang bench, ano nga, because there was this close game. There was a guy by the name, a player named Stacey King of one of the Bulls, okay, that was part of a Bulls team. And basically with Michael Jordan, he mentioned and quote, he said, "I will always remember the night when me and Michael Jordan combined 70 points. Think about that. Me and Michael Jordan, yeah, we combined 70 points. Michael Jordan scored 69 points. I scored. Stacey King says, I scored 1 point. Yeah, combined together, 70 points. Me and Michael Jordan, wow. What a score. On that particular game, here's what happened. The opponent's team, all right? They were leading, if I'm not mistaken, all right? I guess what happened was they were leading by 1 point. In the last few seconds, he got fouled. And he's going to shoot in the free throw line. Penalty. First time, he took the shot. First basket, he missed. Ah. Second time around, Stacey King take the shot. Went in. All tied. A few seconds left. It was overtime. The next 5 minutes, Bulls won by a lead margin simply because Michael Jordan take the lead of scoring and they all won. What was the story? He said, ha, Michael and me, 70 points. But I just got one. It was crucial. Without him taking that one shot at the free throw line, it will never be overtime and they would not have won. But because he took that shot, went in, there was an overtime. Michael Jordan became the Michael Jordan, scored 69 points, and they won the game. What was the story about? It's about a team. It's about a team ministry. And I like to say this. This ministry is not about any of the pastors here that caused this growth. It's about Jesus who caused the growth of this church. And there is no other. Can you say amen about that? Amen. Can we just give Jesus a round of applause? It wasn't, it's not, and will never be about me or any of the pastors. But it's about us. It's about you. That this church is not about attending on a Sunday. It's about getting yourself involved and become a volunteer. I want to leave this 1 point message. Jesus was the one who can turn your small contribution into a big miracle. How many of you believe every single one of us has a contribution to make and to give? But Jesus can turn it a really big miracle, just like that boy.